Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 3 decades. And straight up today, we're going to spend some time with Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy, multi-division champion, 1992 Olympic gold medalist, of course, now a boxing promoter running Golden Boy Promotion. So we'll spend some time with Oscar. We'll talk about UFC 179. We'll talk about the Kovalev Bernard Hopkins, the funeral of B-Hop, just 1 week away on HBO Championship Boxing from Atlantic City. Of course, Kovalev going to bury him. Sergey Kovalev going to remain undefeated and bury the guy from Philadelphia once and for all at 50 years old. I'm talking about Bernard Hopkins. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about. And, of course, I'm just back from Las Vegas in the WBO convention, and that rocked. The 17th convention was 27th. Was it 27th? Good Lord, I've almost lost now. 1988 is when it was founded, but we had such a great time, and they treated me good, and I got this big fat award here, and I'll put that up on the website. But straight up, I want to thank the WBO, the president, Francisco Valcarcel, the board of governors, everybody. They just took great care of me, and I had a fantastic week in Las Vegas. And yes, Caesar's Palace is back. Pedro spent a week there, had my own suite. Like KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com will say, that room was like a place you want to shoot a porn movie. That place was the bomb, but didn't shoot any porns. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius Satellite XM Radio.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug of war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hey, George, are you watching the game? I sure am.
How do I sound?
Great. Why?
I just got Easy Office Phone's cloud-based business phone service. The friendly support agent crafted a custom auto attendant with all the advanced phone features my business needs and North American calling included. But that's not all. I got the Panasonic deal with $25 off each handset and the first month for free.
Wow. How do I get that Panasonic deal?
Easy. Call them at 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Okay, besides kicking it in like a porn setting, I mean, this place in Caesars, wow, I couldn't believe a marble counters and couches and rooms and two bathrooms and didn't find the second bathroom until like the third day. That's how big this suite. And I have no idea why I got the suite other than it's Pedro Fernandez and they knew that I was coming to town, so they hooked me up. But the bottom line was, wow, that place was something I could have thrown a party for 100 people if need be. Speaking of parties, the WBO, the final evening, of course, Thursday night, October the 30th, it was a fantastic evening of both food, and we had some good entertainment. A lot of people were festive, and, you know, they sort of checked their attitudes at the door. I mean, me and Bob Arum didn't shake hands or anything like that, but we didn't, like, scowl at each other either. So, you know, the bottom line is when you go to these events, you sort of, like, keep your attitude at home and all your personal issues you have with people, personal or professional, you sort of just leave them at the door and just have a great night. It was a great night. And, of course, they honored promoter Dan Goosen, of course, who passed away at the age of 64 about a fortnight ago. Liver cancer, I believe, was the cause of death. And, of course, Goosen Promotions was honored, and they have a Goosen belt or something like that that WBO put together. And none of the Goosens showed up to pick it up. They had, like, some representative and this and that. I mean, all the Goosens in the family, one of them could have came out and picked that belt up. But it was a great event. Everybody had a good time. Oscar De La Hoya was honored. Of course, Joe Calzaghe, the man that retired undefeated, was like 44-0. Wow, I remember. Was he? Yeah. Never lost a fight. Retired world champion. Has his faculties. Good-looking guy. I'll never make 168 pounds again, but we talked and spent some time talking about his career and the fact that, you know, that he punched early on. Everybody said that he was Cal Slappy at the end, and all he did was slap at people. But he had these hand issues, and I knew he had hand issues, but I didn't realize that it took away that much from him. Because when Pat Lawler, of course, who fought Roberto Duran, he beat Duran in one fight. He beat Wilfred Benitez. He beat Rene Arredondo. All those guys were recognized WBC champions, I believe. He beat these guys on points and, of course, lost to Duran in a rematch. And Duran was like 90 years old. But he told me of all the people that hit him, he hit him, you know, Calzaghe hit him the hardest. And Joe said, yeah, well, I used to be able to hit with the left hand, but then after I heard it, I just stopped. Just stop punching. Wanted to go 12 rounds, wanted to go the distance, keep those hands precious. Of course, Pat Lawler bit the dust with Terry Norris, got knocked down hard, I believe, in the opening round, was finished in two rounds. But he's been hit by some guys and sparred with some big men. And straight up, Joe Calzaghe, the hardest hitter he ever faced. Interesting. And I brought that up with Calzaghe, sort of chuckled a little bit about it. Speaking of Calzaghe, the King of Wales. We will have a feature article on him at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, this coming week, as we will have another article on Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, both featured stories about their careers, and the reason why I'm bringing them up, of course, Hall of Fame fighters, 2004 14, and they were honored by the WBO at their convention. So lots of stuff to talk about. And those guys, they were deep. I mean, Oscar was a guy. I mean, you may not love him, may not like him. Some people despise him. Girls loved him. Some guys hated him. I mean, it was like either there was no gray area with Oscar. You either liked him or you didn't. I mean, that was the way some people were, especially boxing fans. Okay, the guys thought he was palatable at first. They thought he was just a chick magnet. No, he could fight. He could fight. Oscar could fight. I think he showed that in the I Corte fight for sure. I mean, he showed that he could fight. Although, you know, there were fights that were controversial in their endings, and some people thought the Corte fight was. I didn't think so. I think that he sort of rallied at the end there against I Corte. But, you know, the Prenel Whitaker fight was controversial. But he made all these moves. I mean, from 130 pounds with Brad Al and the WBO title at 130 and the WBO title at 135 and picking up an IBF belt at 135 as well before going to 140 and beating Julio Cesar Chavez the first time in 1996 and then coming back and beating him in a rematch a couple years later. Of course, moving up to 147. And this is where the real controversy in Oscar's career is concerned, the fight with Prenel Whitaker in Las Vegas, straight up. Whitaker dropped De La Hoya. I thought he won on points. But, you know, the boxing establishment at that point in time had decided that, you know, he just wasn't fit to reign. I'm talking about Prenel Whitaker. Big, long cocaine problem. Sort of like when Bert Cooper rattled Evander Holyfield in Atlanta for the World Heavyweight Championship. Sort of, you know, Mills Lane sort of, it sort of gave Evander a few seconds and more, you know, sort of recover and things like that. Because you didn't want some crackhead taking over the World Heavyweight Championship. Well, I think at that point in time, they didn't want Prenel Whitaker, who had a long history of cocaine abuse. In fact, there was that 9/11 call where his girlfriend called the medics and said, you know, my boyfriend, you may know who he is. He's Prenel Whitaker. He's laying on the bathroom floor like, you know, moving around, flopping like a fish from, you know, allegedly from the use of cocaine. But he had a cocaine problem for a long, long time. It was the worst kept secret in all of boxing. It really was. But straight up, Prenel Whitaker, one of the better fighters. But losing to Oscar De La Hoya, and of course, from that point forward, he was sort of toast as far as his career was concerned. But then again, cocaine will do that to you. Not too many guys. Look at Oscar. Speaking of cocaine, Hector Camacho. I was talking with people from Puerto Rico this week in Las Vegas regarding the shooting death of Hector Camacho. It was probably about a year and a half ago now, 2 years. Of course, let me bring you up to date in case you don't remember. Hector Camacho was a former champion from 130 pounds all the way up to like 160, okay? He's had some alphabet titles along the way, had some world titles along the way. Bottom line was he was the Harlem Heckler. That's what I named him, Hector Camacho, the Macho Man. Well, when he was shot to death, he was in the car with a cocaine dealer, and there was lots of coke in the car and that kind of good stuff. So, you know, people tell me that he was collateral damage, that the guy was looking to shoot the dealer and shot Camacho instead. It was an accident. Okay, if it was an accident, and that's what people are saying, then I find it very easy to believe that this person that perpetrated the accident has been snuffed out. That's right. The killer of Hector Camacho, according to my sources in Las Vegas, told me this week that the man that killed Hector Camacho was slain in a gangland style of slaying, of course, in retribution for him shooting the Macho Man and not shooting his target. He killed Camacho, a national hero, an iconic figure. You might listen, another guy, like him or love him, man, that guy was talented. Pound for pound, one of the best boxers of all time. I mean, let's be honest, 130, 135 pounds, he was virtually invincible. And then the move up in weight, 140, and he even fought Duran, I think, like at 160 pounds. But, you know, that was when Duran was way past his peak. And Camacho probably peaked with the Ray Leonard fight when he stopped Ray Leonard in about 8 or 9 rounds in Atlantic City. That was probably his peak as far as boxing was concerned. And from that point forward, although he made a lot of money, didn't lose that many fights, the Macho Man, his killer, allegedly slain, gangland style, in Puerto Rico, retribution, retaliation for him shooting the wrong man and shooting Hector Macho Camacho. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? Listen, you can listen to Ring Talk live on iHeartRadio, and you can take Ring Talk anywhere you go on your smartphone or your tablet. Just go to iHeartRadio.com and download the free app, and you can take us anywhere you go. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. All conditions, your mind, all of the time.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? It's constantly moving. It's moving towards you. It's moving around you. And moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is just going to push you back. It's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving, and to keep one shoulder back, so you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. Good. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of the most beautiful ballads ever put forth by my good buddy, Mr. Emilio Castillo, Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. December 20th, San Jose, California, the San Jose, former San Jose Civic Auditorium, where I once held the quickest knockout record in the history of the arena. But that has been eclipsed since then. So the bottom line is I'm not too happy about going there. But I'm going there December 20th. War and Tower of Power sharing the bill, San Jose, California, December 20th. You can check out more about Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Want to mention my good friend Alice Ellison, and she is a nurse and a sweet lady, and she's been like my nurse or part of my life since the 80s. Take that back, since the 70s. She was giving us physicals back in the early 70s, mid-40s, 70s, as far as boxing was concerned. Of course, she was the longtime aide to Dr. Smith Ketchum of the California State Athletic Commission, a surgeon here in San Francisco, and she's not doing well. And I've been going to see her at the hospital, and she's at the Davies Medical Center here in San Francisco. And they transferred her. Before I left to Vegas, I went and saw her. She was in a regular room. And when I came back, she's in, like, the critical care unit, and she couldn't see anybody, not yesterday. Maybe I can go back and see her today. But the bottom line is when you leave somebody and you come back and they're in their critical care unit, it doesn't look good. She only weighs about 80 pounds, so, you know, peace be with her. She's one of the most fantastic ladies I've ever come in contact with in my life. She took care of myself, my daughter, didn't have medical insurance. I didn't at one point in time, and she took care of that. I mean, she was just the greatest of all time. And Alice, I wish you the very, very best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ever want to be a boxing judge? Well, you know I took that United States Boxing Association, the Association of Boxing Commission's test a couple of years ago, and I passed, and it was my two-year thing, and I had to take it again, so I took it again, and I passed, and I brought Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. I brought him in to take the test, and he was a little perplexed at first, and then he started realizing, you know, that what time it was, and it isn't that easy to judge a fight unless you've got total concentration. And that's what this is all about, focus and concentration. If you can focus on a fight around for 180 seconds, you've done your job. Then you know how to score the fight, score the round. It's not going to be a difficult thing. Listen, boxing breaks down to clean punching. The guy that lands the clean punches, the most effective punches in the round, usually wins the round. I mean, forget all the other stuff, defense and ring generalship, like the great Dwayne Ford, who threw this seminar, of course, Dwayne Ford of Las Vegas fame, and he's done world title fights for like over 30 years. He's one of the godfathers of judges. I mean, at this point in time, he taught this Association of Boxing Commission seminar, and he talked about focus. And I realize this. It's a 180-second job. That's all it is. You don't have to look at guys and follow them back to corners and say to yourself, ooh, that guy's hurt. Ooh, that guy's staggered. You don't let that impact your scoring. The fact that he staggers back to his corner has nothing to do with the fact of what took place in that 180 seconds. You're just judging that 3 minutes. That's all you're judging that 3 minute thing. And as far as breaking it down, you know, there's close rounds, there's moderate rounds, there's decisive rounds, and then, you know, there's excessively decisive rounds, and then you were talking 10-8. A knockdown does not have to happen for a round to be scored 10-8 in the world of professional boxing. But 10 or more to the winner, and 9 or less to the loser. And you know what was sort of funny was they showed us a film, a videotape, in which, like, guys were getting knocked down. They were getting knocked down. Points were being taken away. Holy cow. It was one of the craziest fights I've ever seen in my life. And I'm watching this, and Kevin's watching this, and whoa! I mean, things were happening so fast. 90% of the people in the room did not see the referee take away 2 points because the referee sort of gaffed and he only showed the 2 point thing at one point when he went around the ring, only to one judge. So, and then the other judges, he just, you know, showed one finger. So that sort of confused things, and nobody really, 90% of us didn't see that. I didn't. And the bottom line was, we gaffed on that one. But it just shows you that concentration is paramount. This is what this is all about. If you can score that round, you know, and it's not difficult. This is not rocket science. You don't need a PhD, none of that kind of stuff. Just, you know, a decent set of eyeballs and common sense. And the guy that's landing the better blows and the more effective blows, guess what? He wins the round. And as I said, close, moderate, excessively decisive. That depends on the round itself. But you can score 10-9 for the most part, and that's what most rounds break down to, 10-9. As far as even rounds, I think that's concerned, Mr. Ford never brought up the even round. He never brought it up because, you know, I don't know if Dwayne feels this way, but the Las Vegas mentality under the administration of Mark Ratner when he ran the Nevada State Athletic Commission, of course, he now is the USC vice president, but it was an even round's impossible. It's impossible to have an even round. It's impossible. That's what he kept saying. I mean, in other words, but Mark, no, it's impossible. Somebody has to win the round. I mean, it's impossible. So anyway, on a rare occasion, there is an even round, but an even round, I think, is a bit of a cop-out sometimes, and it's tough. If you study what you're doing for 180 seconds, and I have, and you know, you have to drown out the people in the background, and sometimes when you're scoring fights at home on television, you got to turn off the cheerleaders. You know, the HBO rah-rah guys. I mean, Jim Lamps Lampley. Holy cow. He's like basically copulating people on the air, his home, his HBO fighters. I mean, holy cow. Come on, Jim. Lighten up. Lighten up. But you turn that stuff down, and then things are different. Tim Bradley, Manny Pacquiao, it wasn't that much of a robbery. People say, oh, it was a heist. It was a heist. No, no, no. When you really break it on down, it was a close fight that probably could have went anyway. Either way, it went for Bradley on the scorecards, and that's officially where it stands. Of course, Pacquiao on the comeback trail, November 22nd. His opponent, Chris Algieri, was in Las Vegas for the WBO convention. I guess he's off to Macau now, but he was on his way west. He spent some time with the media. He's unbeaten. He hasn't got a chance against Manny Pacquiao. I watched some of the films on him, and I say, eh, no. Manny Pacquiao is going to bust this guy up. He's just going to bust him up. They're weighing 144 pounds, a catch weight for this fight. Of course, it's for the WBO 147-pound title. And that'll be in Macau, November the 22nd. But can I put this? It'll be a comeback of sorts for Manny Pacquiao. Of course, he's coming back. He's trying to get that foundation back. Of course, after the knockout loss to Juan Manuel Marquez, the decision loss, albeit controversially, to the aforementioned Tim Bradley, you know, Manny Pacquiao's got a way back. But can he come back at this point in time? Not to the levels that the Filipino fans and the Manny Pacquiao fans, the Pac nuts and the Pac fanatics are expecting. That's just not going to happen. That Manny Pacquiao, that guy is no more. Okay, he's tired. He's old. He looks like a Filipino bus driver that's on a good diet. That's what he sort of looks like. Look at his face: big head, puffy cheeks, not the lean guy that he used to be. Okay, just ain't there no more. And I don't think he can get down and dedicate himself the way he could in the past because of age. Much like Mayweather. Mayweather's just declined. Does Mayweather still beat Manny Pacquiao if they fight? Probably, but not as easy as he would have 2 years ago. Even when they were both closer to their primes, I think that Mayweather had incredible skill advantage back then. But after watching him struggle against Marcos Medina, I just don't know. Medina's a beef fighter. Of course, a guy that Amir Khan had a little difficulty with, got rocked a bit, but he came back and Amir Khan beat him. Speaking of Amir Khan taking on Devon Alexander in December on Showtime, we'll hope to get King Khan on the show. He's training in the San Francisco Bay Area across the pond with Virgil Hunter, he of Andre Ward fame, and they're training together, I believe, in Hayward, California, some private gym, and it does some things at King's Gym in Oakland as well once in a while. But the bottom line is Amir Khan locally going to do some fighting in Las Vegas on Showtime for Golden Boy Promotions. That'll be December the 13th, I believe, and the opponent will be the former champion, Devon Alexander. That was the champion at 140 pounds. Devon's very ugly as far as not his physical looks are concerned, but the way he fights. I just don't get off on that very much at all. And he's going to be doing this thing against Amir Khan. Amir Khan's going to be moving his hands. And guess what? I think Devon Alexander is going to be on the catching end of this one. Look for Amir Khan to go inside the distance. Speaking of this Amir Khan, hoping to have him on the show in the next couple of weeks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll be talking UFC 179 in the next segment. But tonight, Showtime Championship Boxing, live from Chicago, folks. Pretty good fight. Tomika Kamita, the WBO 118-pound champion, weighing in at 117.5, taking on Alejandro Hernandez. Hernandez, a bit of an opponent type. Of course, Kamita coming over here, 30-0 now, 20-something wax. He's one of the Kamita brothers. There's like three of them, and they all could fight. And they're the iconic figures in Japan, and they're trying to bring their act to the United States. And this is a big fight for him for the WBO title. Also on the card, Andres Fanfara, a light heavyweight of note, taking on Dudu. Yeah, Dudu. That's his name, Dudu. Dudu Nugumbu, and those guys are both weighing around 175 pounds. Javier Fortuna's on the card, taking on Abner Cotto. Speaking of Cotto, Miguel Cotto is promoting in Puerto Rico. Yeah, straight up. Of course, he is the world middleweight champion, recognized as the Ring Magazine champion, recognized as the linear and WBC champion. Although I think Gennady Golovkin's better than him, and he'll beat him if they ever were to match. But now he's promoting. He's in Caguas, Puerto Rico, and of course he's got Wilfredo Vasquez Jr., not the old man. The old man was a pretty good fighter, fighting at 126, I think he won WBA titles at, Wilfredo Vasquez Sr. This is Junior, and he's taking on Jonathan Arellano and something for the vacant USNBC featherweight title. And, folks, I don't know what the USNBC is, and put a gun to my head, I wouldn't know. Anyway, the bottom line is TV is Uni Mas tonight, and Miguel Promotions, Miguel Cotto Promotions, taking the action. Antonio Tarver, Austin Trout. That's right. Returning with Chris Areola, December 11th. That'll be on ESPN2, December 11th, live from Pechanga, California, brought to you by Dan Goosen, our Goosen Tudor Promotions. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
What's going on around the track, powered by Valvoline. Johnson, Kozlowski, and Earnhardt all succumbed to issues relatively early in Sunday's Hollywood Casino 400, ending any hope of a solid run at the Kansas Speedway. Joey Logano hasn't enjoyed much success at Kansas Speedway, but his affection for the long track reached new heights after taking the checkered flag and finishing first. Larson secured second place with Busch, Truex, and Edwards rounding out the top five. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track, powered by Valvoline. Try Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hola a todos, yo soy Gabe Velázquez y gracias por el apoyo y miren mi pelea en noviembre el 15 en la Ciudad de México y pues vamos a ganar otra vez.
Let my girl do her thing. Rock and roll Hall of Fame, my baby, Darlene Love. Wow, born Darlene Wright. Man, saw her a couple of months ago in concert with my good friend Christine. And we had a fantastic time out there at Sigma Stern Grove. Of course, if you ever come to the City by the Bay and you're here during the summertime, we have these weekly concerts in Sigma Stern Grove out in the avenues near the beach. It's a beautiful surrounding. You'll never, ever be in a place this beautiful in your life. So come on down to the City by the Bay, San Francisco, if you can afford it. Go Priceline.com. So Zach did that. Zach Attack Young, our MMA writer, my co-host of the Saturday night Sports Overnight America show, of course, the weekend edition. But he came to San Francisco about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and he went to Priceline.com, and he said the max he would pay for a room was like $50. So he got this $50 room, which is like a $200 room, $250 room here in town, and then he flew up on Southwest. So he saved money, and this Priceline thing did it for him. So if you're willing to be patient, you can save some money at Priceline.com. Wow. Before I get to the UFC events, and of course UFC 179 in the bat tech tip, let's go to UFC 179. The results are in, of course, last Saturday night, Jose Aldo and Chad Money Mendez hooking up in a five-round encounter for the IBC, the UFC 145-pound featherweight championship. And of course, Jose Aldo, still the champion, a winner on the cards, 49-46. That was like 4-1. And you know, some people thought maybe he might have won maybe 1 round, 2 rounds. I'm talking about Mendez, and he came on in the end. And Aldo sort of, although he looked puffy and beaten up at the end, listen, this is not easy stuff. This is not like playing a piano. You know what I mean? You don't walk away with unscarred, unscathed usually. And Jose Aldo's face, you can check out the story at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You can check out the story that Zach Attack Young wrote and look at that picture of Aldo and you realize it wasn't no easy night at the office for him. But, you know, now he hasn't lost since when? Like 2006, 2008. He continues to win and he's still suffering though. He's losing those closing rounds. He's losing those closing rounds. And I think that's from making weight. So somebody can just sort of get him to extend himself a little bit more and take a third round from him. That third round is crucial in a 5-round fight. But if you can take that third round and make Aldo have to work those last two rounds, unless he, you know, if he knows he's got three in the bank, he just, you know, does his thing in the fourth and the fifth round, he gets through it and takes a decision. But if you put it into question and you push him hard in that third round and take that third round, well, guess what? He's got some work to do. Anyway, as I said, 5 5-minute rounds, this title fight went, and Aldo now, a mad dude, a made man, no question about that in the world of MMA, is having lost his sight since 2006, Hall of Famer, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, who's left for him to fight? Well, Conor McGregor might be there. Conor McGregor might be that guy, the guy from Ireland. He talks a good game, he can fight, and that is a fight for the future. Aldo said, bring him on! McGregor says, I'll knock you out. Be a fantastic fight. It'll probably happen sometime in 2015. Chad Money Mendez of Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California. His teammates, of course, Uriah Faber falls to 16-2. And, of course, the world bantamweight champion, TJ Dillashaw. All three of those guys coming out of Sacramento, California and Team Alpha Male. So the co-main event sort of sucked. But Phil Davis is not a guy that brings a whole lot of excitement. And yeah, once in a while there's a brief flash. But he's 13-2 now, 1-0 contest. And he and Glover Teixeira, they went to a 3-round unanimous nod for Phil Davis. But Teixeira, who knows? It was far from entertaining, like Zach said. And, you know, Phil Davis has no chance of beating John Jones, the champion at 20-1. Of course, that one loss to Chris Hamill. And, of course, he was beating Hamill and he got disqualified on the ground. So he's essentially unbeaten. Of course, he's taking on Daniel Cormier January the 3rd. For the UFC light heavyweight championship, Cormier is going to take it. Cormier is going to beat John Jones. You remember when I told you that, you know, Chris Weidman was going to beat Anderson Silva, and this was months before it even happened. I said, this guy's the real deal. He's an animal. Never been taken off his feet. Got that solid wrestling base. And I think that solid wrestling base, you combine with good striking and some jiu-jitsu skills, can beat the guy that relies almost entirely on Brazilian jiu-jitsu. As do the Brazilians. That's why we've only got one Brazilian champ left in the aforementioned Jose Aldo. I mean, come on, they've all bitten the dust. They've all bitten it. Timber! Okay, these guys get knocked out. Why? They can't hang anymore. The Americans are striking. That's why they've got all the championships of the UFC. Let me go through the roster for you. 125 pounds. Who's the champion? Demetrius Johnson. He's an American. 135 pounds, the man I just talked about, TJ Dillashaw, who upset Brazilian icon Renan Braille earlier this year. Okay, 145 pounds goes to Jose Aldo, of course, just defending that championship once again. Record-breaking guy, no question about it. But, you know, everybody's day's got to come to an end unless you decide to go out like Joe Calzaghe, the boxer who was 44-0 when he retired. But not too many guys, maybe him and Rocky Marciano, decide to go out that way. So the 145-pound division is run by Aldo. 155 pounds is Anthony Pettis. 170 pounds is Johnny Hendricks. 185 pounds, my man, the All-American himself. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. And, of course, the light heavyweight champion, John Jones of Atlanta, Georgia. In fact, if John's listening today on 3WE, what's happening, JJ? Anyway, and, of course, he's at 205 pounds. And the heavyweight champion of the world is the incredible Cain Velasquez, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. And then 36 hours later, he got hurt. UFC 180. Now it's going to be Mark Hunt, the slowing Samoan. No, not really. The throwing Samoan, because he can throw. That dude can throw, man. I mean, he can. Samoans are known for their punching power. In the world of boxing, street fighting, I was a San Francisco policeman. I could tell you that these guys are animals. But they're not animals as far as endurance is concerned. But then again, Mark Hunt's went the distance in some of these fights, and he's won. But his real signature is that big knockout punch of his, that big right hand. And he'll be looking to land that against Fabrice Verdum, of course, when they clash for the UFC vacant interim heavyweight championship with Cain Velasquez hurt. The UFC has decided to put the interim title on the line. And, of course, these guys will be battling it out in Mexico City. The arena's all sold out. Cain Velasquez will be there to sign autographs, I'm sure. But, you know, he was willing to fight Verdum with a torn meniscus in his right knee. That's how bad this dude is. He's a bad dude. I mean, tough, incredibly talented. Of course, the cardiovascular system of no athlete I've ever seen. I'm talking about in the world of combat sports. Cain Velasquez, a heavyweight champion of the world. But he was willing to fight with a torn meniscus. But he wasn't going to fight him when he stretched that ACL and sort of screwed that leg up, made that leg real weak. No, I can't do it. Can't do it. So he was probably, leaning the other way, trying to not put weight on that torn meniscus. And that in turn, you know, hurts things because you sort of compensate one way or another during your training to get by with this injury. And he fought hurt before. Remember? He fought with a torn up knee. Was it a torn up knee or shoulder? I think it was a knee when he took on Junior Dos Santos, losing. Of course, when he defended the heavyweight championship of the world and lost it in that first Fox show a couple of years ago with Junior Dos Santos, of course, coming back and beating Dos Santos like a bongo drum, not once but twice. He should have retired Junior Dos Santos, but no, he's coming back. Good luck to him, man. But the bottom line is, wow, I think he's done. You see those beatings he took, the first and the second? I mean, Cain Velasquez should have been arrested for domestic violence. Speaking of domestic violence, a guy that always turns in some exciting performances, Fabio Maldonado, straight up 22-7, undefeated as a professional boxer, I think. He's like 22-0. TKO 2 over Hans Stringer. Stringer, of course, from Scandinavia, 22-6 with 3 draws. Featherweight Darren Elkins was the winner in a very ugly, ugly fight over Lewis Martins. Lightweight Benel Darouche upset previous undefeated Carlos Ferreira. Ferreira now 11-1. Baruch of Iran, good-looking guy as far as fighters concerned. I like him. I hope he goes somewhere. I think he's got some ability. It'd be great to bring a real fighter from the Middle East. You know, MMA, the UFC, Zuffa Sports, 13% of Zuffa Sports is owned by the government of Dubai. I mean, they're in the MMA business. Occasionally they have cards over there, and they have good crowds, but it's hot. Now imagine if they get a Persian fighter, who's not actually an Arab, but if he was a Persian fighter, somebody from the Middle East down there, that's hot. Supposed to get a guy that can fight. Remember Nassim Ahmed? Remember all the money he made in those deals with Arabia? Holy cow. Holy cow. Selling his product over there, his television. Bottom line is, I think this guy is the real deal. We'll see what happens as far as the Iranian fighter is concerned, but I think he should keep an eye on him. I am. Hopefully, he can go some places. Benil Darouche, 9-1. The non-televised undercard, Neil Magny was the winner over Wilco Macario. Those are TKO 3. Those guys were welterweights. Another welterweight contest, Jan Cabral, 12-1. Submitted Nanyuki Kotani. I knew it was going to be named. It was going to challenge me this morning. 33-12, 7 draws. 33-12, 7 draws. Ooh, okay. And those guys were at welterweight. That's 170 pounds. And flyweights, 125. Wilson Reese was a winner over Scott Jorgensen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, and mixed martial arts. Of course, you can catch us Saturdays and Sundays. Different shows, live presentations, Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the Sirius XM Satellite Radio as well. That's an hour we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we come back on Sunday, the Sunday edition, 2 hours, an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts, 2 hours on these many of these same stations on the Sports Byline Broadcast, and of course, live on iHeartRadio Network and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, as well as SportsByline.com. So UFC 179, it's in the books, and of course, UFC 180 right around the corner with the heavyweight championship, the interim title being debated. We'll get back to that maybe if we get the time, but I've got to go to this Bellator 127 results. Man. I'll read you the report, not verbatim, but pretty close to what Bloody Elbow said. Of course, Bloody Elbow is probably one of the better websites as far as MMA is concerned. It's one of the ones I go to. I find their news pretty reliable, and they're on the spot. They're pretty professional. And Kareem Zidan, I want to thank him for the report here. CEO Scott Coker declares that drug use will not be tolerated following four fighters' failed drug tests at Bellator 127. Oh, four fighters on the same card. Think about that. Four fighters on the same card? Good Lord. Let's see. The most notable of these fighters who tested positive is Rob Emerson, who tested positive for the prescription drug Provigil. I don't know what that is, which has been banned by the World Anti-Doping Association for over a decade. Others who tested positive were Keith Barry and Nick Morganam, who both tested positive for marijuana and elevated testosterone levels. Marijuana, elevated testosterone levels. Got to mellow out after taking them steroids. And Fernando Gonzalez, who tested positive for cannabinoids as well. In other words, he had some weed lingering in his system. That's sort of tough. Well, you know, I really do. I think that the California City Athletic Commission needs to back off. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, they don't test for weed. Why do you think they don't test for weed? Why do you think that? Think about it. Because a lot of guys couldn't be able to play basketball. I mean, we go back to the days of Bill Walton and John Wooden, the great John Wooden, the Hall of Fame coach from UCLA. When Walton played down there, there was complaints that, you know, that Bill Walton was smoking weed in the dorms, things like that. He says, oh, no, who cares? He's like the superstar of our team. He's carrying it was a franchise at that point in time, UCLA basketball, as far as college was concerned. I mean, week after week and year after year, they had those great, great teams. Keith Wilkes, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is Bill Walton was a superstar, and he was allowed to smoke weed, and it was no big thing. And then when he went to the NBA, I don't know if the NBA sort of patterned their drug testing system after him, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that like to smoke weed. And why should they be banned from sports or athletics when weed stays in your system for 30 days or 45 days in some instances? And if you're a heavy smoker, maybe 2 months. That isn't fair, man. It's a harmless, benign, you want to call it a drug? I call it an herb. Marijuana, still being debated, and this is almost 2015. Sad, isn't it? You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let my boys harmonize. That is the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Real quick, don't forget the next UFC event will be November the 8th from Sydney, Australia. And it will feature Michael Bisping and the Count. The Count's a real bad dude. He's been on this show in the past. We've had a good time with him. But the Count might be in over his head here with Luke Rockhold. November the 8th, it'll be UFC Fight Night. I think that'll come to you on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time. My next guest joins me. He is our co-host. And, of course, he talks NBA. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. What's up, Big Dom?
Not much, Pedro. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, man. Talk to me. NBA tonight, of course, the season's off and rocking, huh?
Absolutely. You know, later tonight, we're going to get a good look at the first about half week of the basketball season, and I'm going to have my rookie report. We're going to take a look at which rookies are playing well and which flat out suck.
And again, the Lakers are floundering.
Yeah, Lakers have been beat up pretty bad twice already this season. So, yeah, like I said last week, it's going to be a long season for them.
Suffering injuries. We're talking NBA, NFL, all sports in general tonight. 10 p.m. Pacific time, Sports Overnight America, weekend edition. Myself, Mr. Dominic Jimenez. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and Sky Brown. Dom, I'll see you tonight.
Sounds good, Pedro. Thank you.
All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Your next edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is Sundays, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Now, if you go to the iHeartRadio website, iHeartRadio.com, and download the app, you can take Ring Talk live anywhere you go around the world. You can listen to the show live, you can listen to it delayed. They've got us live and delayed. iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio.com. Just look for Ring Talk. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, and I've got the greatest sisters in the world, and I thank my buddy Scott Cuddy for this fantastic award I received this week. 'Cause I love-